You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anybody who criticizes me, just remember, we are not the same. I have done a million more reps than you have. Therefore, my body will last longer than you. So I love this, you're too old, you're not getting any younger comment, man. It gets me fired up. And I promise you, whenever this fight happens, I finish Conor McGregor, I sit down with Dana, we sip some hiatus tequila, and I say, hey, let me go take out Islam Makhachev, whenever that may be, but it will be in 2024.
Hey now, what's cracking? Welcome to the Jim Rohn Podcast and welcome to episode number 306, where I'm joined this week by a good friend and a warrior of the octagon. He spent a decade in Bellator MMA, where he was a three-time champ before making the big transition over to UFC, where he is currently ranked number 6 in the lightweight rankings. Of course, my guest this week is Michael Chandler. Now, not only is Mike one of the biggest badasses on the planet and in the octagon, he is also a badass business person and entrepreneur. In other words, he does a whole lot more than just beat people's faces in. And he does that pretty damn well, too. As you're about to hear, he is a fascinating dude with a fascinating mind. So let's get right into the conversation. It is episode 306 with UFC's Michael Chandler, and it's coming at you right now. Mike, it's been a minute. In fact, it's been more than a minute. It's been way too long. It is great to get a chance to get caught up, brother. Bring me up to date. What's going on, Michael? How are you?
I am great, Jim. It has been way too long, man. I tell you what, I don't even know. Have we even spoken since I signed with the UFC? It might have been way back in the Bellator days. Life is good, man. Came into the UFC a couple years ago, had a nice big run. Couple ups, couple downs, man. We are making some big waves, and now we got a big fight on the horizon.
This is all true. You absolutely did do that, man. You got to the UFC, you did exactly what was expected, and brought a lot of energy, a lot of heat, and you got a big one in front of you. Hey, Mike, do me a favor. Let's go back. You and I have talked about this, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on your background, but just for those who don't know, you tag a lot of your social media with walk on, see you at the top. For those who don't know what that is, what does that mean, and what's it represent to you?
Man, I was a walk-on athlete. So I was a wrestler, fell short numerous times in high school, wasn't recruited. I was recruited by absolutely zero Division I programs. I had a couple opportunities to get some scholarships to D3, D2, NAIA schools, but something in me, luckily when I was 18 years old, said, you know what, if you're going to wrestle, you want to wrestle at the highest level. Even if I walked on to Mizzou, where I wanted to go in my home state of Missouri, even if I walked on, even if I rode the bench, even if I never got to put on the black and gold singlet, even if I never got to compete for the Mizzou Tigers, at least I went and tried at the highest level. So I walked on to Mizzou, the Mizzou wrestling team. Coach Smith didn't even know my name, didn't know who I was, didn't talk to me for the first entire year. But 365 days basically into my college years, I was able to make the team as a freshman, four-time NCAA qualifier, and became an All-American at 157 in 2009, and then started my mixed martial arts career. And I've always been a Zig Ziglar fan. For those that don't know, Zig Ziglar, in my opinion, is the greatest motivational speaker of all time. And he wrote a book called See You at the Top. And so I kind of said it after a couple of my wins in the UFC. People have said it is, you know, my tagline, but really it's just a hat tip to who Zig Ziglar is. And if you do the right things, you operate with integrity, you work extremely hard, life will work out for you, and you will see me at the top, and I will see you there with me.
I love that, Mike. I love that so much. I love that you found an old school guy like Zig Ziglar, because he really was an absolute monster and an icon in that space. And very clearly, you walked on and you kind of rewired your brain. You developed this mindset, and you kept coming, you kept coming, you kept coming. You worked your plan, you planned your work, and here we are. Now, having said all that, Mike, you had this great run with Bellator. You've been in UFC. As you point out, you had some up moments, some down moments, but you're still in it. But at the same time, you're now 37. Mike, you've had a really productive career in a really challenging and violent sport. So what is still driving you to prepare and grind and subject yourself to these risks at this stage of your life?
Well, because I always said I was going to keep on going till the wheels fell off, and I really have been truly, truly blessed. Yes, I did have a smaller upbringing. There was moments where I didn't believe in myself, and now I've built myself into this man who truly believes in himself. And yes, at 37 years old, a lot of people can say Father Time is undefeated, but if I feel 27 while I'm 37, life is good, man. I think I've just taken really good care of my body. I've supplemented correctly. I've never taken days off. I've never taken weeks and months off and gotten out of shape. And I think if you serve your body will serve you, and then you can use those blessings and your abilities to serve the world. And I think at 37, I'll be 38 next month, actually, in about a month. So, I can't tell you that I feel any worse now at 37 than I did 10 years ago. So I can't say that was all my doing. There is some God-given abilities. But, man, I wake up every morning bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I got a wife and two sons, and I've built a beautiful career. And I really do think I'm just scratching the surface with the biggest and brightest lights ahead of me. And that's what keeps me motivated. And I think there's a great crowd of witnesses out there who have seen the way that I live my life and seen the way that I train. And they say, man, if that little guy from that little town who was taught to do little things, if he can do it, I can do it too. So I got a great crowd of witnesses and a big conviction on my heart to be able to go out there and prove to people that there's more that you can squeeze out of life if you just believe.
Yeah, I love it. It's a lifestyle. It is an identity. It's a commitment. It's something you do every single day, not just when you feel like it or when it's convenient. So, Mike, in addition to what you've done inside the Octagon, you're also well known for your work as a head coach for the Ultimate Fighter Series last summer. You guided Team Chandler versus Team McGregor, led by Conor McGregor, of course. How well did you know Conor before that show started production?
Not well. You know, obviously I watched him from afar. I'm in the industry. You know, I believe if you want to be interesting, you have to be interested. So I study industry, and he's been in my weight class, so I study my weight class. But we had really only crossed paths once or twice, shook hands, very respectful. We shared a press conference together for my UFC debut, actually. I fought Dan Hooker, Conor fought Poirier. So we didn't really know each other much at all and got thrown into the fire of working together for 6 weeks straight in Las Vegas.
All right, so what was that like for you?
It was interesting. You know, I mean, I can humble myself enough to realize that no matter what, there's the sports side of things, and then there's the marketing and the promotional side of things. There is not a master marketer and a master self-promoter that we've ever seen in the sport of mixed martial arts like Conor McGregor. So the mystique of who Conor is, it's big, it's loud, it's brash, it's keep you on the edge of your seat, keep you on your toes, especially when we are not just competing against each other on the Ultimate Fighter, my team versus his team, but we have now signed on the dotted line that we will fight each other at an undisclosed date after the Ultimate Fighter was done. So we immediately became opponents. So, but with that, there's a lot of mutual respect. I respect him for what he's done. He respects me as an athlete and what I've done in the sport. So it was very interesting. A little bit of sizing of each other up when we first met each other, and then constantly trying to get one up on each other throughout the entire 6 week period that we were on the Ultimate Fighter. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of gamesmanship, and it was live on ESPN, or not live, but it was 12 weeks in a row on ESPN. So it was a huge platform and the whole world was watching. So it was a lot of fun.
Now listen, it was good enough and it was spicy enough and the fireworks were strong enough that it did lead to that he and you were going to fight. You were named as his return opponent, but Mike, 8 months have passed since that show wrapped up, and you haven't fought since you fought Poirier in November 2022. If I'm anxious to see you fight again, and I know how hard you go, I can only imagine how you're feeling. What's it been like waiting and training this whole time, waiting for this fight to happen?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you and say there hasn't been moments where I, wanted to throw in the towel and say, forget it, I'll fight someone else. You know, that we have these moments. We're human. We are prone to wander, and I can be the most mentally strong person. I could be the most man of faith. I can be the guy who works the hardest, the guy who shows up and does everything, but I still am human, right? So I've had those moments, but I've never had an indication that me and Conor weren't next. I didn't know if it was going to be, it was obviously going to be longer than we thought it was going to be. We originally signed on the dotted line. We were going to fight in September, and then it got pushed back, and then we thought it was December, and then could have been UFC 300. Now it's not UFC 300, but there's been moments, of course, but it's been a lot worse for, I think, the fans, you know, the people who have really been on this journey with me, and really they're anxious to see me fight. And you got a lot of people who are spitting venom and telling me how I should live my life and who I should fight and how, when I should have given up on this fight that's never going to happen. And I just look at that as a compliment that people want to see me fight. There's no doubt that when Michael Chandler steps inside the octagon, I bring a different speed, a different type of violence, and a different type of ferocity because I've been to a lot of fights. I watch the way that guys compete. I watch the way that guys are tapping on the gas, tapping on the brakes. Michael Chandler fight is all gas, no brakes, in your face, trying to take your head off. So I get it, and I see it as a compliment that people want to see me fight someone else because they want to see what I bring to the octagon. Now, from the standpoint of my perspective, it really hasn't been hard for me. I came in, in 2 years, I fought five of the toughest names in the lightweight division, one fight of the year 2021, a fight of the year runner-up in 2022, fight of the night or performance of the night in four of my five fights in the UFC. So to say that your boy had a tough strength of schedule and came out hot is an understatement. So taking a couple months off hasn't been a bad thing. I've spent more time with my family than I ever have in the last 15 years of my life. So it's been fun, it's been well needed, and it's been the coiling of the spring for when I go out there and knock this dude out.
Are you craving some protein after a good workout? Of course. This time, though, don't make a shake or eat a bar. Grab a bag of beef jerky from Old Trapper. Old Trapper beef jerky is tasty and tender. It's made with real strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a wood fire, and it goes wherever you go. To the game, to the gym, to the beach. Look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. You can see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. If you don't see it, ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? It seems like it's interesting because you don't take days off. You don't take time off, and you've had time off waiting for this fight to happen. I was going to say, you know, it's the proverbial question. So that time off, was it good for you or not good for you? Are we talking ring or are we talking rest? What's it been like having some time?
You know, I think it's been great. You know, I've invested in other companies. I've invested in some other real estate. I'm an owner or on the board of or an investor in five or six different companies that I'm currently helping out with. Right. So I like to look at myself as a businessman or an entrepreneur who fights in a cage every now and then. Right. So I've been able to monetize and materialize my platform that the UFC has given me in ways that I never thought possible. And it's been enjoyable and, you know, stay in shape, stay mobile. Like I said, at 37 years old, I still feel like I'm in my 20s. I still feel like I'm in my early 20s. And people think I'm lying when I say that. But then you see the way I live my life and you realize it, and it makes a ton of sense. I mean, I feel great. So it's been nice to have a little bit of time off. And also, absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? It happens in love and relationships and with our kids and with our families. And it's true in our sport and in our passion. I really have been absent from the sport for a year, absent from the cage at least, right? So I have a new passion, a newly dialed in focus that I haven't had in a very long time whenever I've been just in the constant grind of going from fight camp to fight camp. So it's filled up my heart and it's hardened my knuckles, and I am ready to go out there and beat this dude up in the near future.
Well, and to that point, you're still doing the work, Mike. I'm watching you on social media. You still look great. You look great. I know you're putting in the time, even if you haven't had the fight. Now, I would ask what's taking so long, but I'm going to let Dana White, I'm going to rephrase or paraphrase what he said. In fact, I'm going to give the actual quote. Get ready, Mike. There's an F-bomb coming. Dana White was asked, what's taking so long? And he responded by saying, quote, Connor is fucking rich and, quote, doesn't need the money, end of quote. I mean, is that what we're talking about? Is that the problem, do you think?
I think that could be part of it. You know, I think Conor McGregor has laid out a blueprint for what we should be doing as mixed martial artists, but also you've been in sports now for decades and you've seen how you've been covering all the different sports and how guys are able to use the platform and make money outside of just their craft, whether it's a ball and a stick or it's fighting in a cage, whatever it might be. If you're able to build something outside of just the competition and you know, I think that's got a little bit to do with it. You know, Connor's now promoting his movie Roadhouse that I think comes out this week, actually, to today or tomorrow or something like that. You know, so he's a busy man. He was coming back from an injury. So all of these were different factors. But like I said, no matter what, you know, people say publicly or no matter what the storylines and the narratives are, there's never been a time that I've ever looked like we were going to jump off this train. And I wasn't going to let Connor wait me out. If he was trying to wait me out, I believe he was trying to wait me out a little bit. But luckily for me, I'm not financially dependent on Uncle Dana's paycheck like most of the fighters are. I've been able to monetize it all. And, you know, I've had a really good time building other businesses outside of the UFC and outside of fighting for the last 13 months. And I think Conor's going to be hungry. Conor's now talking about, you know, the negotiations and getting this thing lined up. And I think you got a big fight coming up, UFC 300 in the next couple weeks. I think we'll know more once that big fight card happens. And once that kind of materializes, then you got the next big, big card, which would be, you know, June 29th, International Fight Week, which has kind of been the rumors of what we're looking at for this fight. It's not confirmed. It's not what I'm confirming, but it definitely seems like it makes a lot of sense.
So let me tell you about something. The other day, I come across a product that all of us should be carrying around. It's amazing. It's something different for fresh breath. It is an incredible product called Zelman's Minty Mouth. And guys, it is a game changer. If you're up in the grill of somebody else and you're making your case for whatever it is, make sure your breath is fresh. Zelman's cleans your breath in a way that other mints don't and can't, because it's not just a mint. It's a functional breath freshener capsule that you swallow. It's clinically tested against the toughest offenders, even garlic and onions. You just pop two or three in your mouth, suck the minty coating, then swallow the capsule for the confidence of fresh, clean breath that lasts for hours. The product is like nothing else you've ever tried. It fights bad breath in your mouth. It then goes right down to your gut. This is the ultimate hack to get rid of coffee, garlic, or smoker's breath. You're going to like having the confidence of long-lasting fresh breath, or you get your money back guaranteed. These folks will give you your money back. Not that you're going to want it, but they will. They've got free shipping if you order three packs or more, and trust me, you're going to want more. And nobody likes to pay for shipping. Go to Zelmans.com right now. That's Zelmins.com. Right now, you'll get 15% off when you use the promo code ROME. Zelmins.com. You do have to use the code ROME to get your 15% savings, ROME. All right, so I was just going to say, Mike, where and when? If I were to ask you where and when is this going to happen, is that what you would lean towards? Does that make the most sense?
Yeah, I think in this sport, with how crazy it is, and this sport moves fast, you can't rely on where you're leaning. But that's definitely what I would be leaning on. You know, this summer, a huge fight card and a big time, largely anticipated showdown between Conor and I. We got a little bit of bad blood that boiled over on the Ultimate Fighter. He pushed me. I got in his face. You know, we've said some words back and forth. I say he's not built for battle. He's not as focused as I have been over the last 15 years, and 8 weeks of training isn't going to make up for the last 8 years that he's been trying to be a celebrity and, you know, a businessman and all that kind of stuff. So, man, I lean towards this summer, and he looks like he's training. He looks like he's in good shape. Things are moving towards a good resolution to put pen to paper, and I'm ready to go out there and I give the people what they want. And that's me stepping back into the octagon, the most entertaining guy in the lightweight division and the most entertaining guy probably in the UFC when it comes to actually the cage door closing and that bell ringing. And I go out there and I finish Conor McGregor within two rounds.
I was just going to say, Mike, so one last thought about that. You've had a lot of time to think about this. You've had a lot of time to visualize this. How do you see that fight going?
I'll tell you what, man, I have never, you know, this is another really cool wrinkle. You know, Jim, you study these guys and we've had these long careers and you've been doing it for a really long time. I've been fighting now for 15 years, hand-to-hand combat with wrestling before that. For 22 years total, I've never had the opportunity to really sink my teeth into and visualize how this fight is going to play out, sharing the octagon with my opponent, what he looks like, how he's going to move. I think from the first exchange when Conor comes to the center of the octagon and sees and looks in my eyes and realizes that he's fighting a guy with just a different calling on his life, there's one phrase that comes to mind when it comes to this fight between Conor and I, and that is, I have earned this. I have earned this spot. I have earned to be under these bright lights. I have earned the right to be on this platform and to be able to go out there and finish this guy in a dominant fashion, to remember – to make everybody remember and to revitalize everybody's memory of who I am and how I fight and what I bring to the octagon. I think within the first exchange, he starts second guessing himself. He's going to be on his back foot. He's going to be retreating. And I put a whooping on him so badly in the first round, he's going to be begging for me to finish him in the second. Give the fans a little bit more time in there and finish him somewhere in the second via KO, or I choke him.
Damn, let's get this fight going, Mike. Let's make this happen. Before you go, in the meantime, UFC lightweight champ Islam Makhachev took a run at you recently. He said, quote, "In this situation, Chandler looks very bad. Every night he goes to bed and he has a dream. I will fight Conor McGregor. Man, you're not young," quote, end of quote. I know you saw those comments. What was your response to Islam?
I love the young comments, man. I love the fact that we somehow have bastardized the blessings of what it means to be a human being and what God truly created. He did not create us to be meandering around the world, pussyfooting around, man. I am 37 years old, and you could talk about me being old, and I guarantee I run, train, and beat the brakes off of people in circles around everybody who has called me too old, everybody who has said I'm wasting my prime, everybody who has said I'm waiting out too long, everybody who has said I've made a mistake. Islam, I respect the hell out of you. I am going to finish Conor McGregor in such a dominant fashion that the UFC has no choice but to give me a title shot next. And if they don't give me a title shot next, I'm going to run through the next guy, and I will fight for UFC gold, and I will win UFC gold, probably closer to 40, so then everybody can really question me and tell me that I am too old to keep doing what I'm doing. Michael Chandler lives differently. We are not the same. Anybody who criticizes me, just remember, we are not the same. I have done a million more reps than you have. Therefore, my body will last longer than you. So I love this, "You're too old, you're not getting any younger" comment, man. It gets me fired up, because I was put on this earth to revitalize and grow the view of what people believe the human body is capable of and what God created us for. Because I was made in his image, and I have not forgotten whose image I have been made in. And I promise you, whenever this fight happens, I finish Conor McGregor, I sit down with Dana, we sip some hiatus tequila, and I say, "Hey, let me go take out Islam Makhachev," whenever that may be, but it will be in 2024.
Mike, let's talk for a minute about O'Reilly Auto Parts, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road and offering helpful service and parts knowledge that you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They have thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And they can also test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, they will help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. When you need a specialty tool to finish the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about their loaner tool program. Simply pay a refundable deposit and borrow the right tool, then get your deposit back when it's returned. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. All right, so Mike, you talk about your body and how you have this body that God gave you. How much of your success in life and your fulfillment in life is about your body, and then how much of it is about what's above your shoulders? You develop both. Which has been more important to you?
Man, it's definitely been the battle between my ears, man. The mindset of what I've had to build. Because, like I said, man, when I was wrestling at Mizzou, I thank God I had Ben Askren, who I wrestled with, Tyron Wood, these older guys who helped me believe in myself. But it never finally clicked until I finally got into the sport of mixed martial arts. And I started realizing, wait a second, man, this guy standing across the cage from me puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like I do every single morning. There is no difference between he and I. All there is the work. And if I do the work, and if I am willing to run through that brick wall every single day and then come back and say, "Thank you, sir, may I have another," and then do it again and again and again and never stop, why shouldn't I be successful? Instead of giving myself permission to lose, instead of giving myself permission to fall short, why not give myself permission to be the most badass dude on the planet? Because I have earned that. And I try not to come off cocky. I try not to come off narcissistic. I try not to come off full of myself, but I am confident in the work that I put in and my abilities. And man, my body has always held up well. My body has always performed, but your body will only go as far as your mind will take it. And when the bright lights come on and it's your greatest moment of opportunity or it's your darkest hour, you have to be able to answer the question, am I enough? And I have spent every single day for the last 15 years since I got into the sport of mixed martial arts, proving to myself and reinforcing to myself that I am enough. And anybody around the world who is listening to your show right now, you are enough. And you were created for so much more than you believe or that you can even imagine, as long as you just believe it. Win that battle between your ears. And if you do that, I will see you at the top. That's where we're going, baby.
No doubt. A couple of thoughts, Mike. You mentioned some of the all-time greats in Missouri. You were there, and Ben Askren was there. Woodley was there. You know, this is not only the NCAA tournament this weekend. It's also the NCAA tournament this weekend for wrestling. I know you got to be tracking this, right? Keegan O'Toole, he is a stud there. He's in a really tough bracket. Do you think he'll finish the season undefeated, and where would you rank him among some of the all-time greats at Mizzou?
Man, I do. I think Keegan shows up when the lights come on. And as I said, I brought up Ben Askren, and I can't tell you, it was almost like he was a superhuman, the guy believes in himself so much, and it was contagious. When you're around Ben Askren, he believes he can do anything. He believes he can beat any man. He believes he can beat any wrestler. He believes he can accomplish anything. And that kind of confidence is contagious. And I thank God that I was put in the Mizzou wrestling room with him. Now, Keegan O'Toole wrestled underneath Ben at his Askren Wrestling Academies for years before he came to Mizzou. And thank God he came to Mizzou. And now he has won a world title. He's won national title. I do believe he's going to finish this year undefeated. He's going to win another national title, and he's going to win the Hodge Trophy because he's just that dominant. And yes, it's shots and it's pins and it's cradles and it's the 7 minutes that we got to wrestle and it's riding time and all these X's and O's, but the X's and O's means nothing if you don't truly believe in yourself. Ben made him believe in himself. Ben made me believe in myself. And man, it's just, I think he goes out there, he finishes undefeated, and it's going to be fun to watch. I'll be watching on ESPN.
I like it. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anybody? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call. Get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Two quick things, Mike, and I so appreciate your time. I spoke to Sugar Sean O'Malley last week, who obviously looked great in defending his belt last out. On top of that, you know this guy. He's got that rap. He's got that vibe. He's got that look. He's got a huge social media following. He's got that great confidence, and he's not shy about saying that he thinks that he's going to be the guy to ultimately take Conor's place as the biggest name and draw on the company. What do you make of him, and do you agree with all that?
You know, I think he definitely has all the potential to be able to do it. I mean, it starts with the belief in yourself. You know, like I said, me and Connor, me and Sean, we're different types of guys. I never claimed to be a big time superstar because I didn't want to go out there. It just doesn't feel natural to me to go out there and try to be a superstar. I'm just trying to be the best Michael Chandler I can be today and then tomorrow, right? But Sean has that different aura about him. He's got that different air of confidence. He's got the look. He's got the talk. He's got the social media following and the Twitch following and all those different things that he's doing to once again monetize himself. The UFC gives us a ridiculous platform, and it's up to you to monetize it and grow it. And he's done a great job of that. He also is very smart about looking at the long-term play of this sport. He didn't try to fight a top 10 guy while he was still on his first contract. He waited till he got a new contract. Then he fought a top 10 guy. Then he fought a top 5 guy. Then he fought for a world title. And now he's our world champion at 135. I was in Miami last week or 2 weeks ago and watched him, you know, beat up Chito Vera pretty decisively. And I'm a huge fan of Chito as well, but he went out there and he was the better man that night. And he's got all the makings of a superstar. He's got all the makings and trappings of being able to go out there and not just be the best at 135, but be the biggest name in the UFC in the near future.
So, Mike, I appreciate your thoughts on that. One last thing. You mentioned UFC 300, and that's a big one, as you point out. There are some really good key fights coming up. I got to get your thoughts on Gaethje Holloway. How do you see that one? Who do you like in that fight? And then I'll let you go.
Oh man, that's such a tough one, man. It's like, dude, if you're not a Gaethje fan and you're not a Max Holloway fan, you just are not a mixed martial arts fan. You know, they embody what the UFC is, man. Standing toe to toe, mano in mano when that cage door closes. I gotta say, man, obviously I've shared the cage with Gaethje. I think Holloway is the more technical fighter. I think Holloway is fearless. I do think Holloway's size disadvantage isn't going to bode well for him. I think Gaethje is strong. He is fast. He hits like a Mack truck. They're both tenacious. They are both unbreakable. And I don't, unfortunately for their brains, I don't think we're going to see a finish. I think you're going to see two dudes slugging it out for 25 minutes for that BMF title. But that's exactly what we want as fans. If I had to bet, which obviously we are not allowed to bet, but if I was a betting man, I'd say I'd lean towards Gaethje. He's just got more power. He's got more. I think he has less tools, honestly, but I think he's better with the tools that he does have, and he's more violent with the tools that he does have. So I go with Gaethje on that, and I do think the leg kicks are going to be a big problem for Max Holloway if he's not able to successfully switch stances well and change angles well.
Boy, Mike, that's the truth, isn't it? Like, I love Holloway. I respect so much about Holloway, but Gaethje, he hits like a motherfucking Mack truck, doesn't he?
He does, man. I felt it, man. You know, fight of the year 2021.
Incredible.
You know, we shared 15 minutes together, and it's so awesome, man. Like, you'll see a nice big hug after this fight, no matter what, man. Everyone sees us as these, not everyone. I love the way the sport is progressing and growing, and people see us as not just pugilists, not just cavemen who are trying to kill each other, man. We're normal dudes who love to fight in a cage, man. We're normal dudes who God gave us a gift to be able to go out there and do what we do, but we have a ton of respect for each other. Most of us have a ton of respect. I think Holloway, Gaethje, two very respected guys in the industry, in the sport, and they both have a ton of respect for each other. So that's all you can ask for. Two dudes who are going to go out there and try to inflict bodily harm, but do it with a smile on their face and not do it with malice in their heart, but to do it for the spirit of competition and the sport of mixed martial arts.
Yeah, Mike, gladiators.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gladiators, it just seems to me that most guys, I mean, there's that small minority that might not get it, but if you're going to take your life into your own hands and you're going to get into that cage where none of us know what that's like, none of us will do that, there has to be that fundamental respect among gladiators, right?
Yeah, there does, man. And I've had it a couple times. I mean, I have it with every fight, but there's been some, man. You know, I go back to my wars with Eddie Alvarez, man. People would say, man,
great
you guys
fighter.
Hate each other the way you guys fought. It's like, no, actually, I probably like Eddie and Gaethje, my two toughest and craziest fights. I probably like those guys more than I like anybody in the sport, because you can't spend 25 minutes, 15 minutes beating on somebody, trying to rip their limbs off and separate them from consciousness without a massive amount of respect when you get done with the fight. And that's why the UFC is the fastest growing sport in the world. That's why you see the growth of the industry and you see how well the sport is seen in a different light than it used to be. Because whether you like it or not, whether you're a pacifist or not, whether you're non-confrontational or not, every man was born and designed to have a battle to fight, an adventure to have, and a beauty to win. And it's ingrained in us. It is in our DNA. Fighting is in our DNA. It's not just a tagline that the UFC does. We were created for it, right? So whether you're a fan of the sport or you're not, you can't kind of look over and watch a UFC fight and be like, man, that's kind of badass, man. Let me just finish this round. Okay, let me finish this fight. Okay, let me watch the rest of the card. You know, it's fun, and I'm tickled and blessed to be a part of it, man, and can't wait to go out there and, you know, have the biggest platform of my life when I go out there and beat Conor and onward and upward, and then we go beat Islam for the title, man. It's a beautiful life we get to live.
Mike, you're one of a kind. You are one of a kind. I can't believe that we went as long as we did without talking, but I'm so glad that we got caught up, got to chop it up, and I'm so glad I could tap into some of that great Michael Chandler energy. Dude, appreciate you very, very much. Keep doing you, and I can't wait for the fight.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, man, stay in contact, man. I appreciate you. A huge fan of you and your show, and and what you're doing, man. So thank you for the opportunity and the platform, and I'll see you at the top.
Pretty obvious why this guy's so successful. I mean, listen to him, listen to his mindset, listen to that mentality, listen to the attitude, listen to the grind, listen to his confidence. He wants Conor McGregor. More than anything, he wants to get back into the octagon with one of the most dangerous fighters ever. That's how this guy's built, and that's how this guy's wired. And that's why I love chopping it up with Michael Chandler, and why I'm thankful that he made the time to stretch out for the original Side Hustle. It had been a minute, but it was great to have him back and get caught up. That's the good stuff right there. That's the kind of long-form, unfiltered, premium conversation that you can't get anywhere else, and that is the entire reason why I'm still doing this podcast 300-plus episodes in, for conversations like that one. And don't worry, if you've missed any of the ones before it, they all hold up. And if you enjoyed what you just heard, double back for any of the previous 300-plus eps, or you can find and smash the subscribe button right now. That way, you will know exactly when the next episode drops. It will find you. You don't have to go looking for it. So please consider subscribing, and thank you for listening, and I will see you next time right here on the Jim Rohn Podcast.
Hi, Tom Baudet here for Studio 6. I thought I'd play a little game with you. He's a six, but has clean, comfortable rooms, a kitchen to cook in, fresh coffee to brew, great Wi-Fi. Oh, and he loves to do long-term. 10, right? I'd say Studio 6 is definitely a 10. I'm Tom Baudet for Studio 6, but really 10, where you get more in your room and less on your bill.